NUE, KI-4DOS.
SKO-4NUE. Gary, you got a little noise on your signal.
I've got another party listening. We're on the phone together. He wanted to see if he could hear what you're hearing, over.
Yes, it's definitely back, but it's not, you know, it's not bad. It just depends, though, what radio you use. One radio is significantly loud, and the other radio is it's just kind of like background. I don't know which radio, though.
Hey, I switched radios. Which, did that make any difference, make it worse or make it better?
That radio, whichever one it is just about not audible. If you listen for it, you know it's there, but it's not interfering with anything. It's, you know, you just kind of like a mild toothache. You just know it's there. It's just not too troublesome.
Back to the other radio, and it's louder now?
Definitely louder. Definitely louder. In a vehicle, it's not that bad because you got other road noises that you're having to deal with, but when you're sitting at a radio, you know, in a ham shack with a decent sound system on it, it's definitely there.
Okay, bud. Well, let me jump back over here and see if they heard anything, and see you when you get here. KO4NUE, KI-4DOS.
SKO4NUE. I'm probably 10 minutes out, Gary. 73, I'm clear.
AKA3GACA. I want to add my name on the list so you can stop by and visit.
How's that? Well, you guys, KO4NUE, if you can wait another 8 to 10 days, I'll bring some barbecue with me. How about that?
That'll work out good because I'll have, like this weekend, I'll take out some chili that I made and I'll thaw it out because I have a big tub of it, and I'll set you aside a container of my homemade chili.
Ideal. Well, we're having the Christmas party at the radio club here coming up next week or so. So I'll just make you a set of ribs. How about that?
It requires mayonnaise. I want Duke's mayonnaise now.
Funny. Oh, certainly. Absolutely. I wouldn't even consider putting Hellman's on anything that I eat. So I can take care of that for you.
You tie a bite into a slice of, I usually take sliced onions and sliced tomatoes and put it on bread. And my wife kills me because she puts on enough mayonnaise that it looks like you ran it through the squeegee and it squeezed all the mayonnaise off, just a light coating. Now me, I like a liberal layer of it, you know, that I can bite in and taste that mayonnaise squished in between that slice of tomato and onion. So, and she also told me to remind you that it's chili beans because I got beans in it.
That's even better. It just makes things interesting at night.
And yep, she's all familiar with the nightly ritual there, especially usually when I crack out the chili there, I have it for lunch and dinner that same day, a couple of bowls each, and top that with some little bit of cheese, a handful of diced onions, and a little bit of, what else did I put on it? Oh, sour cream, a little bit of sour cream. I'll squirt on it. But boy, do I doctor it up, and it's good.
That sounds amazing. But what you up to today? Just kind of hanging around? Got some good rest last night. Got some energy.
I listened to you on the net last night, you and Gary and everybody else. And Larry and Andy and so forth like that. Oh, and I was going to tell you, if you want, is your hotline a three line or four line?
What do you mean, Richard? I'm not understanding.
The Ham Shack hotline, how many buttons does it have on your phone? Just, is it a four line or five line?
Four.
requested a number for my club call sign and so forth like that. And if you wanted to get one for the Tryon club, since you're the president of that there, you can go in and using your existing account, but you have to request a UX, and they'll send it to you. They sent me, I got it back the same day that I applied for it. I just have to precision the phone so that if other club members want to add the hotline, and they can actually dial, like, you know, the club extension if you want to have one, you know, directly for your club call.
I know that. Okay. I'll think about it. And listen, while I got you on the radio here, I need to give you a holler in a couple of days and talk with you about maybe a net control. I don't know how you feel about that, but I know you mentioned it once or twice, but we'll have a discussion on landline about it, if that's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. And yours is only one night a week, and I take it that different people are doing it over the month and so forth like that, and I don't have a problem working into a schedule that way either. So that's not a problem. Just give me a call.
What I was thinking was just on occasion, and or whatever you want. You know, I'm not going to ask to do that and then be pushy about it at all. I guess what I'm saying is we'll talk about it on the phone. How about that?
That sounds good to me, sir. But, all righty. Well, tell Mr. Gary I said hello, and Sally said to say hi also to Gary and Joy and you. Let Gary know that I did hear that high-pitched noise on his radio. It almost sounded like he had a signal generator sending out a tone during his transmission, and then when he switched radios, it went away, but like you said, you could hear it if you were listening for it because you knew it was there. But on one or on another radio, some kind of a signal is being injected into the transmission.
Not sure what's going on, but I'll see what he figured out. But anyway, I'm fixing to destinate, Richard. Tell Sally I said hello, and hope y'all have a wonderful day. It's KO4 NUE, 73 to both of you. I'm clear.
KA3, JCA clear.
If anybody was on, and if I was doing any good getting out there, over.
Just a terrible signal. Just barely making the repeater. I'm pulling your leg. Sound like a local radio station, full quieting.
QSL, thank you very much. How you been doing, Tom? I haven't talked to you for quite some time here.
For your call, Bill. And especially with the Mike Delta on it, I've talked to, let me turn this radio down in the background. There's a gentleman in South America I've talked to on Morse code that has a bunch of llamas, and that brings to mind, I think his call-in's in Mike Delta, but it's always a pleasure. We're doing fine, and Bernice is with me today. We just been to Aldi's and just left Lowe's, where we bought some hinges for the kitchen door. If I can put them on or not, I think the ones on there are security ones.
Hi, Bill.
So, yeah, it sounds like you had a busy morning. How'd you do with the weather there, and good morning to you?
Well, Bill, we got 3.46 inches since midnight, and we had 1,700s before then, according to my little weather station. And It's always been pretty close because I compare it to a regular old one that you set out in the yard, out in the flower garden, and they pretty closely match usually. I do seem like I get a little bit more in the weather station, but it's supposed to be accurate, Bill.
QSL, yeah. I didn't know how much water we got here, you know, in Simpsonville, so... I know as I was up at 420 taking my dogs out, and all at once it started thundering and lightning, and it was coming down pretty good at that time. Thank goodness. I thought it was supposed to clear up here, but sun's supposed to come out, but I sure don't see it. Looking out my window here, it's cloudy, and it's still pretty cool, even though it says 64.
In 0TR, Avalon says it's 61 out here as we're moving down the road, and it's very accurate usually. And Bill, I saw on WIFF4 this morning that you guys got a little over 2 inches, and Jerry in the in 4DJC was on here earlier, and he said it done the same thing down there around Anderson. We didn't get very much lightning and thunder. I was up at 2:30, and I remembered I forgot to turn the heater down in the basement. We go down there at night, and I was on the radio down there for a while last night, and I don't leave that heater up too long because it stays pretty stable down there, and it digests a few more kilowatts than I'd like to give to Duke Energy.
You're like me then. I don't like doing them any more than I have to. And sometimes I don't even like doing that. But, yeah, I can understand that.
That's the line thermostat that I put on there that's remote from the heater in the wall. And it didn't come with one. And so I put one on there. And it would be hard to put a programmable one on there. I could with a relay in it, but this one's already got a relay in it on 24 volts. Well, it's on 24 volts, but it isn't across the line when it could break 120 volts. Not that anyone's interested in that, but I'm an old electrician.
Not an electrician. That wasn't my field of endeavor, so to speak, but I leave that up to people like yourself there who are, and I'm glad you're around.
Anything electrical. I was an electronic technician and electrician industrially wise, and worked on very large machine tools, and 480 volt three phase was the primary around there on everything other than lighting and the machines and fans and things like that. But even the ballasts were 480 volts back then, up in the ceiling 65 feet. Not my favorite thing to do, to change those. But, yeah, I like tinkering. I found that at 74 years old, I've forgotten quite a bit of it, Bill, and not as adept at it as I used to be, but so life goes.
Relay for MD for ID. I don't blame you. Yeah, my field was medicine, so you can see how far away and apart I am from electrical. Hi. But I admire people like yourself that have that ability. I kind of wish that I would have got a little bit more into it than what I have. Over.
You are with WA4MD, QSL, Bill. Our nephew lives up in the Boston area, Cambridge, someplace in that area. What's the name of that town? Sherborne, Massachusetts. And he's a medical scientist and was the CEO of a drug company for 11 years and been in that field for 40 years or more, and always enjoy going through their laboratory up there and seeing them dealing with the little DNA helix fixes and stuff like that. He's a little higher pay grade than we are, though, Bill.
I imagine he makes more than both of us, probably. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I retired. I'm 73. So I retired and wanted to take it easy, but it didn't turn out that way. Still kind of, let's say, working in the field here. But at home, I take care of my mother-in-law who has cerebral vascular dementia. So it's a handful. It's like having a 78-year-old toddler running around. So it's a handful. But anyway, yeah, I spent a lot of my time in cardiology, neurology, neurosurgery, trauma med, and put in almost 40 years, close to 40 years there.
God bless you, Bill. I always say that these doctors, they're not God, but you know what? You spend years and years and years of your life getting a degree and helping other people. So he's got a special seat up there right next to him, Bill, for you guys.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I was a nurse, but I worked 24 years cardiac catheterization, cardiology, four in neurology, neurosurgery, and the rest in ICUs and trauma med.
Well, wonderful. Well, you probably know what this is, then. At one time, about 10 years, 12 years ago, I had a 15% ejection fraction and have congestive heart failure. That was no fun at all, so I'm very familiar with the cardiac area. They slapped me in an ambulance and took me down to Joplin, Missouri, to the big heart center, and thank God for the nurses and the doctors there. I'm still around here later, and at that time, the prognosis was about 5 years, and I fooled them, Bill.
A lot of people don't have that that kind of luck in their life when they have a 15% ejection fraction. My golly. Did they do anything for you, or could they do anything more than what they did down there?
A stent in the right coronary descending artery, but it really wasn't occluded as much as most of them are. My wife here, hers was 99% in one, and what was it in the other, 92 or something. They was both plugged up pretty good, and mine was just at the borderline where they put a stent in, I think 75%. But it's still in there, and it's still ticking as far as I know. I still have to go in and get nuclear medicine and echoes and things like that. But my doctor, Gaucher down here, is just as outstanding as the one was up in Joplin, and we really feel fortunate to have him right here. He comes up at Greer, but just, you know, they do all the heart caths and that down at the big hospital down there. So I'm a miracle of modern medicine, you would say, Bill.
Indeed, for ID. Yeah, but you can count yourself fortunate. Yeah, usually it's good that they're doing echoes on you to see, first of all, the ejection fraction. Did the stent help to increase your ejection fraction at all?
Bill, I don't know. I think mainly the Coreg or the Cardioville and then some other medicines he gave me brought it back up. And it's up in the area of 35 to 40 along that area now. So some go up, some go down. And if they go down, there's where that 5 years comes in again. So I was very lucky, and I credit the medicine and the doctors for it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the medication's improving the CHF a little bit. If it's up to 40-45%, that's from 15. That's really good in actuality. So hopefully you'll stay that way and maybe even get a little bit better.
You know, we've been married 54 years, Bill, and she slaps me around once a week. I think that kind of keeps it beat out of me. just kidding, of course. She's the best thing I've ever done, and she takes good care of me. I got a lot of other ups and downs, but do you do any HF radio, Bill?
Oh, QSL, yeah. I like Rag 2 and DXing. what I'm using right now is an ICOM 706 Mark II G for 2 meters, and I've got a 756 Pro 3 that I use for the HF portion. I was just looking around here on the Mark II here and thinking about maybe possibly putting HF on it. I mean, on the upper frequencies there. So instead of 2 meters also, since it has that capability. But just haven't got around to it yet, over.
I do a lot of CW, and then last night I saw an old friend that I've talked to quite a lot, ZS1 Charlie Yankee. He was on 7147 on sideband last night, lower sideband, of course. And, guys, that was about 10 or 10:30. And I've talked to him off and on, according to my log, on the computer since 2015, mostly on 40 meters. But when he's on there, wow, what a signal. I just have three wire antennas, Bill. But I think you could have talked to him last night on a fence post. And then I talked to a fella on 30 on CW in Madagascar. So propagation's getting a little bit better, I think. Not yet where we'd like to see it, of course. But I had a friend of mine this morning that texted me and said that there was a lot of activity on 40 CW. And over the weekend, the band scope was just saturated with stations on 40 meters during that contest, but I don't work a lot of contesting stuff. I think I worked between 5 and 10 on there. I'd say closer to 5. But it was good to see that there was a tremendous amount of CW on there.
I used to do some CW and everything, of course, but I haven't done CW, which I really need to get back to, and it's almost like retraining me for CW, but I enjoy it. It's just, I guess I'm getting lazy in my old age here, so to speak, so I need to practice a whole lot more. I used to be able to do pretty good, at least 10 words a minute at least. So, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I got a friend that he was in the Air Force and flew KC-135s, tankers, and he's been trying to learn conversational CW. If you want to hear them, you go up about 25 kilohertz from the bottom of the bands, and from there on up for about the next 10 to 20 KCs is where you'll hear the conversational CW. Down in the lower bands, sometimes, down there where us extra classes get, sometimes there's rag cues on there, but not near as much as if you go up about 25 KCs. And it's hard for me, Bill, and I run generally 28. I was running 30 during the contest, but there's guys who walk all over me, like N4IQ. He can get up around 40, and Bill is his name also, and a wonderful guy. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, he's in Simpsonville, and it's all elbow grease is what I tell people. They always say, oh, I can't hear it, I can't do it. I was a VE for years, and I heard every excuse in the world. One guy told me he had heart trouble and he couldn't do CW. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, shoot, that's a good one. I like that one. Oh, my golly. My only problem is just, like I said, just laziness. I go on and listen to some CW, but I keep missing letters, and I'm a little bit on the slow side. I can send better than I can receive, and that's my problem, and I just got to overcome that. That's a minor thing, I guess, in a way, but practice makes perfect, as they say. WA4MD with N0TR.
This is N0TR. Well, yeah, Bill, my friend Shane, you'll hear him on here, he drives for UPS, ZL4SK, I can't remember the call right now, N4ZLK, there we go, and he's a great guy, and he sent me that text about 40 meters this morning, and being active on CW, and he's trying to get back into it, and you know, you can oversaturate yourself with it. What I did is I took a cassette tape back when we was in Kansas, and I'm kind of a neat freak, so I'd set the boom box out in the center of the floor that my sister gave me, I repaired, and I couldn't move it out of my ham shack out of the middle of the floor until I practiced my CW half an hour every night, and I couldn't stand that radio sitting out there. Bernice says I'm anal, but I had to move it, and the rule was you didn't move it. It's kind of like people on a diet. You can either stick with it or not. But it's very common with me, too. I got chewed out for sending CQ too fast one time to New Zealand, and the old boy said you should never send faster than you can receive, because when he started talking back to me, he didn't just give me a 599. He started talking, and I couldn't keep up with it. And I told him to QRS, and he read me a little scripture out of the Bible there. I'll never forget that. So I learned a good lesson. But I'll tell you what, this TS590SG has a cheater on it, and it won't, like anything else that you see advertised, it will not copy CW reliably unless you've got a real strong, good signal, and even then it won't. But see, I don't need that because I can copy 95% of it in my head, and if I get off, I'll just scan over there and look at that screen, and it's very small, but I'll pick up the letters I need to make heads or tails out of the conversation, so it's a cheat sheet, I guess you'd say, Bill.
QSO, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm going to get back with it. It's just going to take me some time. Like I said, I'm really slow right now, so the more I practice, I probably overcome all this nonsense. When I copy, I'm trying to do letter by letter, so that's why I'm slow, instead of just listening and going with the rhythm, so to speak, of the actual code itself. So hopefully I'll overcome that. I did before, and I was, like I said, I was doing like 10 words, you know, and all like that, but when I took my test, I did 20 words per minute, so, and that was long, long time ago, but I just got lazy, and so I'm going to have to kind of start slow again, and they always say, you got to crawl before you walk, and you got to walk before you run, so that's what I'm going to have to do.
I've heard that many times, Bill. Yeah. Well, means I'm 47 years old and dyslexic. It gets a little harder at my age, you know. I get the numbers mixed up at times. But, it's a very enjoyable thing. And I learned from Jerry Ziliak, made tapes back then. And I think the finest one that I had was called Code Words. You know, I think musicians might have a little easier time of it on CW because there is a rhythm to it. And once you learn those common words, you got it whipped. And he'd come back with code words at a very fast rate, and they were the common ones, you know, your RST, and name here is, and the rig here is, and the antenna is. And you could pick those up as a word. And I was asked to play in the university up there in Kansas in our small town, and to play French horn, because a lady had had a miscarriage one time, and so I went in and played a concert, and I wound up staying 9 years in the orchestra, just avocationally. And I think that really, there's something to the rhythm and such. But once you learn it, it's really rewarding, as you well know. Over.
It's code is a language, and I love languages, so like I said, just a matter of time to start and getting back into it, I guess. And like you said, listening to the rhythm of the words and things like this, like RST, like you said, and it starts coming more natural. But the more you do it, the better you become. So that's my philosophy. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I always said once I got that 20 words a minute, and I just about give up, I said I'd never use it again, and now it's my favorite. And I just, I like something that you have some input to, whereas FT8, FT4, PSK, all this other stuff, the computer does the work for you. Now, I don't have anything against it. Guys get enjoyment out of it, but it's not my cup of tea. It's kind of like some people like a Ford and some people like a Dodge. I don't care anything about that. Once I make contact with them and I do it myself, I feel better about it, put it that way. Well, Bill, I see the chickens are busy out back. We got 15 chickens out there. And I'm looking at the hen den. I tell people we adopted 15 girls, and they usually say, "Oh my gosh." That would be a handful. But Bill, I'll let you go. Really enjoyed it. If you're ever up this way, give me a holler. And I think you said you was in Simpsonville, so if you ever hear Bill, he has a magnificent station down there, N4IQ. You can't miss that call sign. So give him a holler. WA4MD, this is N0TR. Be clear with your final and 73's Bill.
QSL, Ron. QSL, without a doubt. Pleasure to talk to you here. And hopefully I'll talk to you here soon, the very, very near future. So I wish you best, 73. And hopefully propagation on 17, the rest of the high frequencies there be a little bit better. I understand there's a solar flare, so everything's kind of messed up this morning. So hopefully it'll get better here real soon. With that, you take it easy, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon. N0TR, WA4MD.
Yeah, if you're ever up this way between Lake Cunningham, Lake Robinson, stop in and see us. I'm good on QRZ, Bill. This is N0TR. It's clear in QRT.
73, Tom.
4 HKX, mobile.
In the garage downstairs, and I just didn't want to leave you out there alone, so I'll say, good afternoon, and hope you're having a good day. And we got to get out and unload groceries, and I'm setting off the fire alarms. It's N0TR.
Tom, if you can hear me, I can't hear the repeater real well, so if I stepped on you, I'm sorry. KO4HKX cleared, 73.
Well, we just pulled in here. Just didn't want to leave you hanging out there. Have a good day, bud, N0TR.